morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show anywhere in the world. And it is brought to you right here on KNON, as it has been since the first day this station went on the air.
That's an impressive thing.
It is an impressive thing.
And it is pledge drive time, so that we need your help to help keep the longest-running
Now, if the voices don't sound particularly familiar, I'm David Taffet. The late Laron Landis is here. The late Patty Fink will be joining us in a minute. And it is pledge drive. Now, we're going to start. We have a matching pledge donation. For everybody who makes a donation today, I have a pledger who will donate an extra $10. So that gets your pledge bumped up by an extra $10. Makes your money go farther. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We are about $500 away from our goal. We do need to make our goal, and we need to make it today, because that's what we need to do to keep Lambda Weekly on the air. 972-647-1893. Welcome, Laron.
Thank you. Whew, I'm out of breath.
I'm sure you are. You're usually here early.
If you're going down 75, head it south, take a detour now. I mean, it's like a parking lot.
That's Patty called, and she was about to.
I'm assuming there's an accident. So that's your traffic report from KNON 89.3.
That's normally my job, Laron.
And so you're usually up in the helicopter in the morning.
In my office. I've got a little toy one in there. I spin the blades. And
Now, it is pledge drive. We are closing in on our goal. I just looked for the first time up at our pledge thermometer. If you want to take a look at it, it's on the website. 972-647-1893. KNON only needs about $15,000 more. We should be able to do that between
today
and...
When that was updated, it was 18. So...
Oh, okay.
So, and we're probably closer than that.
So we must be closer than that by now. But our show needs to make another $500.
Yes.
So 972-647-1893 is the number. And like I said, anybody who makes a donation today, your donation will be increased by $10. So please make a call. Please support Lambda Weekly. We are the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere in the world. And the reason we are is because KNON came to the gay and lesbian community when this station went on the air. And they asked Bill Nelson. People know in this community know Bill Nelson as the person that the Nelson Thibodeau Clinic was named after.
Right.
They asked Bill Nelson if he would host a show. It was kind of a, gay radio, what's that?
Who'd have thunk it?
But he put together a program, and we've been on the air for coming up on 30 years. Make sure we make it to our 30th anniversary, and we'll only do that with your help. And like I said, any donation made today will be increased by $10. 972-647-1893. We have a pledger who is matching everybody's pledge by $10.
And thank you, matcher. That's a great thing.
We have lots of pledge premiums. When you call up, Doc can help you with what the premiums are. Umbrellas, T-shirts.
Aprons.
It is Thanksgiving coming up. People will need aprons. And they make good gifts, too. Backpacks, koozies, lawn chairs.
For concerts.
So we have a whole bunch of stuff. 972-647-1893.
The whole gang is here now.
You two were late. I rushed here, grabbed something just to eat on the way in, and I'm choking
on it
now.
And it's still stuck in your throat.
Oh, no.
You can make your donation to KNON go farther. Many companies match their employees' charitable donations, and we've had on this show a number of people who've gone to their HR department to match their gifts. So if you make a $50 gift, it becomes a $100 gift. All you do, go to your HR department. They'll tell you what paperwork you need. Different companies want different things. Let us know. We'll get your HR department what they need. That doubles your donation. It all goes toward Lambda Weekly.
And if you call right now, 972-647-1893, and let us know that. Let us get some information so we can be ready when you are. to talk to your HR department and let us know that information.
Yeah, one reason to let us know also is the sooner we finish Pledge Drive, the better. And if you tell us you're making a $50 donation, but it's going to be matched, we'll count it now as $100. It just gets us that much closer. We don't want Pledge Drive to go on any longer than anybody else does.
We can be thankful next week when it's over.
Yes.
If it's over. So
it will be. It will be.
You need to call 972-647-1893.
Yeah. There are, did I leave this in the other room? Probably. Record number of gay and lesbian. No, it's my sheet that with my notes on it. No, here it is. I got it. Doc was going to run into the other room for me. Record number of gay, lesbian, bisexual members of Congress this time.
Yes,
this
there are.
Session.
Yes.
Openly.
Yes.
Even though Barney Frank, right, we're not counting Tim Kaine from Virginia.
Or others.
Or others.
I was gonna say, or the others.
I'm not naming anybody. Oops. Openly gay, yes. We have an openly lesbian senator, Tammy Baldwin. She was in the House. Barney Frank retired, but despite that, we have Kristen Sinema from Arizona, bisexual, Mark Tucano from California, David Cicilline is returning, Rhode Island, Sean Patrick Maloney from New York, Mark Pocan from Wisconsin, and Jared Polis from Colorado also returning. That's wonderful.
And I think it's fantastic. And one of the great things about Mark Pocan is when Tammy Baldwin gave up her seat in the House to run for the United States Senate, he ran for her seat. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
So here was an openly lesbian legislator in the House, in the U.S. House, replaced by another LGBT person
yes.
from the same district.
Do you know where something like similar to that happened in this election? In Oklahoma. In their legislature,
Al McCaffrey.
Al McCaffrey.
Former Lambda Weekly guest.
Yes, yes.
And he's going to come back again. I talked to him fairly
Charlotte.
Recently. Yeah.
I saw him
right.
in Charlotte, and he said he would come back.
I can't wait till he comes back. Really good guest.
Anyway, Al represented a district in the Oklahoma House, an area of Oklahoma City. He moved up to the Senate. When he moved up to the Senate, now the person replacing him is a lesbian. Can you imagine living in Oklahoma, your state representative's a lesbian, your state senator is gay. It's like, you're from where?
You know, that's just really puzzling, because uh-huh. we're talking about the home of Sally, what's her name?
Kern. No, that's the next district over.
Oh, okay.
But it's still Oklahoma.
It's still Oklahoma.
It's the next district over.
And this is the place where if you're driving through Oklahoma with Danny and your
yes.
daughter, they would not recognize
Well, they would now, but before they wouldn't. Before they wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, well,
yeah, I got thrown out.
Yeah, I got thrown out.
Well,
yeah.
I sure would carry those papers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, no
yeah.
kidding.
They could still give us HELL, but, you know, yeah, they lose in court. They mm-hmm. got thrown out.
Another quick item about some of our listeners may remember a local young fella that was very active in Young Democrats and also in the Stonewall Democrats of Dallas, Kirk McPike. He was the campaign manager for Mark Tucano, who is now the first openly LGBT person of color in the United States Congress.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So a little local flair there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who lost her election? I was shocked. I just realized this morning when I was going through pulling some news. Mary Bono Mack.
Yes. She did.
Yeah. And that's Chaz's mm-hmm. stepmom.
Right.
Her stepdad, her stepmom's husband. What is that? It's like no relation whatsoever. He was a congressperson from Florida. He ran for Senate against Bill Nelson, lost. And now she, very tight race, she also conceded just a few days ago.
And you know what's interesting, too, is, you know, Erin co-chairs the Leadership Council mm-hmm. on the National Stonewall Democrats Board.
Mm-hmm.
And her co-chair was the campaign manager for the guy who beat Mary Bono.
Mm-hmm.
And he is incredibly supportive mm-hmm. of LGBT rights. So at least we'll have somebody who votes with us. I don't know what Mary Bono's record
you know,
was.
Her record wasn't bad. Her record was one of the better Republican records on gay and lesbian issues. You know, if she wasn't tied to that party and she was just voting her conscience, she would have voted with us a whole lot more. And I get that directly from Chaz. I interviewed Chaz a few weeks ago for an article I did in the Dallas Voice. She said, she had been supporting her stepmom. Her stepmom was incredibly supportive. She was supportive.
The mother
of him when he was transitioning. Mary Bono was the person that Chaz went to, not her mom, Cher.
Wow.
She and Cher didn't speak for a year. He and Cher did not speak for a year.
Wow.
Yeah. But Mary Bono was very incredibly supportive, and so was Connie Mack. She said that whole part of her family just was there for him when he transitioned. Did I just say she was there for him? They were there for him throughout the whole transition. So, it's funny how sometimes they vote one way, and that doesn't reflect at all what they really believe.
And on the opposite side, Cher's very vocal about the way she votes, mm-hmm. which is on our side. But mm-hmm. at home, obviously, she's...
Has some issues.
Well, now, to bring it up to current, Cher's incredibly supportive again. And what Chaz said was that Cher was supportive at first, and then when he was taking hormones and the voice started changing, that's when Cher kind of got freaked out.
Well, we talked about this on the show many times, yeah. about coming out, and it's difficult for us. And look, how old was Chaz when he came out as transgender?
Oh, as transgender, about 40.
So it took some time for him to come to terms yep. with it, and we have to be patient with our loved ones.
Yeah. I know we're all lumped together, and it's totally okay with me as far as the GLBT mm-hmm. community. But I do think a trans coming out as G or L is a little different than coming out as T.
Oh, sure.
That was the other thing Chaz
big
said.
Difference.
I said, were they comparable, your two coming outs? And he said, not even close.
Yeah.
He said, my mom... We didn't speak for a week when I came out as lesbian. When I came out as transgender, we didn't speak for a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
it's really,
the difference.
It's really difficult, I think.
I mean, it would be... I wouldn't go without a year without speaking to my baby. I just couldn't. I don't mm-hmm. That I don't get.
Right.
But it would take me for a loop if Gabrielle mm-hmm. grew up one day and said she wanted to be Gabriel. Mm-hmm. That would...
Well, but taking you for a loop... And
I would hope, though, you would have a better transition to that mindset.
Oh, I totally would. I guess I would never stop talking to her, even for a day. It would just take me for a loop, I wasn't expecting this.
Well, I mean, there's an adjustment there.
Yeah, absolutely. But she's still my kid.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay that there's an adjustment.
Yeah. I remember the episode, one episode of A Family Guy. I forgot his name. But one of the characters suspects that his dad is gay. And he finally said, "Dad, are you gay?" And he was freaked out about it, the son. And he said, "No, I'm transgender." He wanted to be a woman. He's like, "Oh, come on, can't you just be gay?"
Oh, no.
It was hilarious. So it is a bigger adjustment, when you're coming out as transgender.
And speaking of Laurent coming out as transgender, it is pledge drive today.
What a segue.
Some weeks my segues work, some weeks they don't, this week they don't. The number to call to pledge to KNON is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We're trying to wrap up pledge drive this weekend so that starting Monday we can have our regular programming back on the air. You like it, we like it. Give us a call now. Don't wait till, it's Monday and they're still doing pledge drive. Okay, I'll pledge. Give us a call. Pledge to KNON. Pledge to Lambda Weekly. You can also pledge online. Go to KNON.org. Click the pledge button. All of the pledge premiums are there. And you click on a pledge premium. Give us your name, your address, a phone number. If you're going to pay by credit card, give us the credit card number. If you're going to pay by check, just click that. Send us a check. 972-647-1893 is not how you pay by check. That's how you call.
And if you want to get up on automatic... debit or it's your card every month. Bank draft. Give us a call and we can talk to you about that over the phone.
Right, that one's real easy.
You got how to get set up.
Yeah.
And what's great about that, too, is that you don't miss it.
You don't
miss
it.
And it's doing such enormously good work here at KNON. But if you pledge online, be sure to mark, to type in Lambda Weekly on who you're crediting the show with.
You know, so that we can. Or if you listen to the whole Saturday morning talk show sweep that we do now, you can just pledge to talk and it'll be divided among the shows.
Yes.
So 972-647-1893. Phones are not ringing. We have a challenge pledge going. For every pledge that we get in this hour, we have a pledger who's going to donate $10. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
You know what we need is a radio crawl. You know, where we could just, like, a second line of stuff coming across the air that could tell you the phone number at all times.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, that would be great, but it's radio.
It's radio.
So we're going to say it again, 972-647-1893. One more quick thing while we're talking about LGBT folks who've been elected.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of look over this sometimes, I think, because we may take it for granted, but our Latina lesbian sheriff was reelected for a third term.
Do you know what was different about this one that I thought was very interesting? The Latina lesbian part of it didn't come up.
No, it didn't.
At all. It just wasn't part of the issue. It wasn't an issue, wasn't part of the
campaign.
And
that's a good thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what really struck me about that entire election with Sheriff Lupe Valdez is that she totally turned the jails around. Mm-hmm. That had been a disaster for 20-plus
years. For 20 years. Mm-hmm.
And just a mess. And she's done such an outstanding job. And
for anybody who wants to question that, for the first time in 20 years, the jails passed inspection.
Yes, and she brought them up to par so they would.
This is, period, for the first time the jails passed inspection.
Yes.
She did it.
Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. But what I thought was so interesting is that the other side put up a candidate, and nothing against him personally, but they put up a candidate who came in third or fourth with maybe single-digit votes, barely, in a city council race a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he lost badly. In a city council district, just his neighborhood. And that's who they put up to run against her.
Do you know what bothered me about the campaign against her? It was, had enough, vote
right.
for so-and-so. Had enough of what?
Exactly.
Of the jails coming up to standard?
Yeah.
We need to take a break. The number, again, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We have a matching grant going. If your HR department gives matching funds, that's even better.
But
your money's going
today.
Real far, but we have a match.
In this hour. So if you call, we'll get a $10 match for everything that you pledged today.
Right.
972-647-1893.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas, Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Hey, this is Blue Lisa, and my annual Thanksgiving Live broadcast will be happening this Thursday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. until noon, and you're invited. Join me and special guests Reverend K.M. Williams, KNON's own Greg A. Smith and Jay Mack, Jackie Don Lowe, and Kirkland James for the live broadcast and delicious Thanksgiving brunch from the Alligator Cafe. It's happening at the KNON studio located at 5353 Maple at Butler, and seating is very limited, so get your tickets now at knon.org. Come join me, Reverend K.M. Williams, Greg A. Smith, and Jay Mack, Kirkland James, and Jackie Don Lowe with brunch from the Alligator Cafe for this wonderful Thanksgiving tradition on Thursday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. till noon for the live broadcast. This is a KNON benefit event.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you are waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON.
Want to hear some great Texas blues? KNON has the CD for you. KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio, sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sirloin and the Ash Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J.J. and the Detonators. We're only selling 1,000 copies, and it will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as an MP3 download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit Community Radio, KNON. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us at KNON.org. Get your copy now and hear some real Texas blues. Your ears will thank you for it.
A Fox News anchor has been suspended after calling MSNBC host Rachel Maddow an angry young man on Facebook. Even when the anchor, Trisha Mack, who anchors for WXIX-TV, Fox 19, is somewhere in Ohio, was called out on Facebook on other replies and was told, look, hey, that's pretty offensive. She replied, you're right, I am sorry, I should have said antagonistic. I mean, so she wasn't backing down. Subsequently,
well, no, but, you know, it's okay to call somebody antagonistic if that's their demeanor.
Yeah. But she...
That's not insulting in the same way.
But an angry young man.
No, but I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that's appropriate. The second one was appropriate. The first one wasn't.
Right.
Right.
Well,
she didn't even acknowledge that.
She didn't even acknowledge
right.
it. Well,
oh, I know.
Subsequently, GLAAD got involved, and then she was suspended for 2 days and offered
the typical obligatory
non-apology apology.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I'm surprised that Fox even suspended her at all.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. It was really weird. And in her apology, I'm not going to read it all, but of course she says, you know, this doesn't reflect her firm beliefs in individual and equal rights. Okay, then.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure.
It's like the woman last week that, you know, said called the president of the United States the N-word.
The N-word on live TV.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist.
I'm not racist at all. People think I'm crazy and I'm racist.
But isn't that interesting that it she doesn't understand why that's a racist term?
Right.
Well, and the bigger issue is that I don't know how you want to interpret this, but she kind of threatened his life. She said mm-hmm. she wanted him assassinated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
exactly.
then came back and said, I didn't really mean it, but if he did get assassinated, I wouldn't really care.
But and doesn't understand how the Secret Service could come after her.
Exactly.
For that.
Sure. Exactly. That's a federal law to threaten the president's life. So.
And the other, you know, the Simpsons got it right about Fox News, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the news helicopter flying in one of their episodes, and it said Fox News, not racist, but number one with racists.
I like that. Who knew that actress and comedian, sometimes mistaken for a lesbian, but she's not, she's a LGBT ally nonetheless, Janine Garofalo, has been married for 20 years.
Really?
Apparently, she did not know either. In a recent interview with the New York Comedy Festival reunion of the Ben Stiller Show, she explained how she and her boyfriend, he's a writer, Rob Cohen, many shows under his belt, 20 years ago, they were in Las Vegas, they were dating, drunk, and went through those drive-through
wedding chapels.
Wedding chapels.
And they laughed about it and thought, oh, that didn't really stick, because they thought, well, you have to turn around and still go down to the courthouse and get it officiated. Well, no, it stuck. She really was married.
So she did a Britney, but then...
Yeah, her Britney lasted for 20 years.
Well, Britney's her intention wasn't to get married in the first place. She was just going as a joke. But you can go as a joke, and that's... marriage,
yes,
and a couple that's actually together for 50 years is not.
Yeah. It's not, exactly.
And I interviewed her in Iowa in 2004.
That's right, you did. Yeah. You did.
She's great.
And the only way they found this out is Rob, her
husband.
Surprise her husband. was actually going to get married for real this time to another lady. And they're still friends, and he and Janine, and his attorney went digging up some digging, make sure everything's okay, and he found, dude, you're married. That's how they found out.
Wow.
So, interesting. And last, the show, the CBS show, probably their gayest show, called Partners, has been canceled after airing in September. It only airs for six
Oh, what's
six
his name?
Fern
Richardson played the gay guy.
Yes.
On that. What's his name?
I knew he
was
about.
On Ugly Betty.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was cute, but...
No, it wasn't. It was a dumb show.
I thought it was okay.
No, it was about
two lifelong friends who were business partners also, and then one of the guys brings in his... Boyfriend.
It's all about the new normal. That is the I love that show.
Yeah, that's cute. But anyway, they canceled Partner, so oh well.
Aww.
That's it.
Aww.
And I finally have seen a couple of episodes of the new normal.
Oh, the new normal's you of all people should be watching it. It's about Laron going and finding a surrogate.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I have another very good friend who's doing that now.
Oh really?
2.5 months away. Very excited.
From delivery?
Yes.
Oh, good for them.
They're going to have
them.
A little girl as well.
Oh, good for them.
So they've gotten... I love how aunts do this. He and his partner have already received a little onesie that says, I heart my aunt.
Oh.
And see, I'm an aunt, and then you gotta get a foothold with the love.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the announcement of the love early.
Yeah.
You know, win them over.
It is pledge drive. I have a little news story, though, that I want to do along with this. In New York with Hurricane Sandy, I don't know if you know any people in New York. My family, several people in my family, their neighborhoods were devastated. The street where my grandfather used to live, he lived in Long Beach, which is a barrier island on the south side of Long Island. And the street that he lived on, there was a picture in the newspaper that I saw. It has about 4 feet of sand on the street. There were people walking with sand up to their chests. Wow. Unbelievable what has happened in some places. Anyway, the Ali Forney Center in New York, which is the center for homeless gay youth in New York, was destroyed.
Oh, wow.
Here's what they needed. They needed about $400,000. The gay community, mostly, came through with about $250,000 in donations already. They need another $150,000. They're going to get it. But 4 feet of water just wiped out the first floor. My college roommate was talking to me about... He lives also on Long Island, but he lives fairly inland. He lives in Oceanside, which is a seaside community, but he's inland, like 3 or 4 miles from the ocean. He said the water just came and swept over the first floor of their house.
Wow.
Everything on the first floor destroyed. And that's several miles in. Just water came, just washed everything out. But the Ali Forney Center is going to be okay. They need another $150,000. Here at KNON, I mean, it's not the same with people's lives and having a place to sleep at night. It's not people who are homeless. But it is people very often, and we've all heard these stories, who've told us, you know, when I was first coming out, you were the only connection I had to the gay and lesbian community. And more recently, yeah, I saw some things online, but you were the only live voice I heard. And they go out and listen in their cars, or just go into their room and put on the headphones. We've all heard these stories. And how many times have you been told? I mean, it's just, I've been told countless, you saved my life.
Yeah.
Help us save people's lives. young gay people, and it's not all only just young gay people, older gay people who didn't come out until later in life, and they just didn't even imagine that they could, and they started doing research online. I don't want to say we're the only resource they had, but we have been the one live one that's been there every week for 30 years. Help us stay here.
We're the oldest, longest running, continuously,
but you know,
LGBT radio show anywhere in the country.
And, you know, here locally, we really are a gem, if I have to pat our own selves on the back. Where else are you going to hear local discussion, live discussion about GLBT issues in the DFW area on air? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Nowhere. Nowhere.
An occasional other talk show will have a gay topic, but...
I mean, a
every
topic
week,
as opposed to a whole show.
Every
Nowhere.
Week we're going
to
talk some gay issues. 972-647-1893. It is Pledge Drive. We're trying to wrap up Pledge Drive this weekend. We need for our show an additional $500, so give us a call. Plus, we have a matching grant for this hour. For every call we get, it's going to be matched by $10. From a donor. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Doc is standing by. He hasn't been real busy this hour. I don't know what it is today. The show before us didn't have a whole lot of calls either. We need to break that if we want to end Pledge Drive this weekend. And we do.
We definitely do.
We definitely do. We cannot keep doing Pledge Drive, Pledge Drive, Pledge Drive. We need to end Pledge Drive. We don't need that much more money. We need $500 more on this show. That's, you know, $10, $50 calls. That's not that much. Our average donation actually has been even higher than that, so we're not even talking 10 calls. We need, though, a good 5 more calls this half hour. 972-647-1893. You know, we have lots of pledgers who don't pledge every single Pledge Drive, but if you haven't pledged before, this would be a good time to play. Or if you haven't pledged in a few Pledge Drives. If you haven't pledged before, this is a good time to pledge too, but if you haven't pledged in a few Pledge Drives, this would be a good time to do it, because we really do need to show the station that moving us to Saturday mornings saving LaRon for the show, because you couldn't get here in the morning, and Patty, who looked like death on Wednesday morning when she'd get here.
Hey, I was here.
You were here. I have to say, you were here. I didn't say you weren't here. I said I had to look at you. But now we're on Saturday mornings. Now we're on Saturday mornings. Show the station that it was a good move. 972-647-1893. The way to do that is by calling in, letting the station know that you do support Lambda Weekly, the show that's been on for 30 years. You know, it's not that we're supporting the gay community. It's that this bunch of straight people here in the room next door to us is supporting the gay community.
And
talk about allies. Yeah, talk about allies, right?
Right.
You know, we have allies on all the time, but KNON, those are allies who've been with the gay and lesbian community for 30 years.
You know, I don't know if I've shared this story on the air before, but many, many, many years ago, in previous employers past, Aaron worked with a young man who was Latino, and we had an opportunity sort of to speak privately at one of her company functions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was concerned because he's gay, and he was young, and he was the oldest in male in his family, and he wasn't sure how his family would take it if he came out. And so he was asking about resources. And so one of the things that we mentioned was, you know, what we asked him was, you know, do you have any magazines or anything like that, you know, or you know, get like Out Magazine or something where you can keep up with news and stuff. And he says, well, I listen to this radio show on KNON, and it's called Lambda Weekly.
Oh, really?
And into the conversation, he did not realize he was talking to two people who were co-hosting the show.
Oh,
and when we brought
funny.
Him, he just froze. he was so stunned that he was, you know, we'd been talking for a long time.
Right. Oh, my God, that is too funny.
He goes, oh, my God, you're that Aaron and Patty. I'm like, yes, we are.
Yeah, because there are so many Aaron and Patties around.
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But, you know, that was one of the first resources he reached out to as a young Latino who was terrified that when his family would reject him because it's a macho thing, and you know, and his mom was going to expect kids. And of course, he can have kids now, you know, and all that stuff. But you know, I just thought it was so interesting that we're like, hello, here we are.
You know, we're saying this show's been on for 30 years. 30 years ago, LaRon, we went through his whole getting married. There was no, who even was thinking about same-sex marriage? We went through his looking for a surrogate and having a baby 4 years ago. Who was even thinking those things 30 years ago? But KNON has been a wonderful ally to the gay and lesbian community this whole time.
And you know what? There have been a ton, if not all, of the organizations and groups.
Just about everyone. If there's an organization out there from the gay and lesbian community that hasn't been on, they need to remind us so we'll get them on.
Yeah, right. We've had everybody on at one time or another.
And if you know, just one person from each of those organizations would call in with their $10 pledge, and you know, help us out in our time of need, then you know that would go a long way to keeping this show on the air, and we would also know that you continue to listen.
But it would be a lot faster if we had like five people who each made a $100 donation.
Absolutely.
972-647-1893. See, I'm asking for the big bucks. But whatever you can donate, please make a pledge. 972-647-1893, or go online, KNON.org. Click the pledge button, pick your pledge premium. We have shirts and aprons and ball caps and
coffee and mugs and you know, chairs to take to concerts and stuff. Mm-hmm.
972-647-1893. We're going to take a break. This is a great time to make a call. Clint, our producer, is standing at the phones right now, so he will take your call rather than Polka Doc, who is fiddling with the cameras. You know, that's another new innovation that we have. Our show is on YouTube now.
Really?
You can see, yeah.
We're going to have to dress for radio.
Yeah, we're going to have to. That's why we told you two to sit together, because the picture was of the floor behind you. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Operators are standing by, and they are live and local. You realize you call those other pledge drive stations here locally, you're talking to somebody like in Kansas City. 972-647. They don't do live pledge drives here at those other stations anymore because they don't care enough about your money. We do. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Give us a call and support Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM, Dallas, Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Hey folks, this is J-Mac of KNON's Texas Blues Radio, and I'm celebrating 25 years on the air at KNON with a big party on Sunday, November 18th at Port David's Pub. Joining me are my great friends Texas Slim and Jason Elmore, so you know there's going to be a lot of great music. Get there early for a special one-of-a-kind acoustic opener. Doors open at 5 p.m. for an evening of some of the best blues this side of the Trinity River. It's going to be a party you don't want to miss. Who knows who may show up and sit in? Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records in Dallas, and Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. Please join us at my 25th anniversary party with the Texas Slim Trio and Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch on Sunday, November 18th at Poor David's Pub, located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. See you there.
Walk me out of their neighborhood.
Another way you could support your favorite show on KNON is by starting a KNON bank draft. Sign up now and support the voice of the people every month. It's easy and convenient, and a great solution for you if you're not always able to call during pledge drive. An automatic monthly draft will occur from your checking account. You can select the amount, $10 or more. Bank drafts provide a steady source of revenue for the station and can be started by calling 972-647-1893 right now. The total amount drafted each year is immediately credited to your favorite KNON program, and you'll receive your choice of gifts as soon as the draft begins. Pledge a dollar a day to keep your favorite station on the air every day. That's only $30 a month, and it goes a long way towards keeping KNON alive. It's time for you to be good to your ears. Make a pledge to KNON that keeps on giving.
This is William. I listen to Landly Weekly on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. on KNON on 89.3 FM.
And that was William, who listens to us Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Sorry, William, we're on Saturdays at 11 a.m. We need some new bumpers.
We do.
But we can't do them without support from our listeners. 972-647-1893. We're trying to wrap up Pledge Drive this weekend. Clint.
And, you know, I wanted to just come in, and I just wanted to say, you know, there's a lot of talk going on because we moved you guys. And the station just had to do it. You know, it's not something that we felt real good about. But it just became that there was such a big difference between morning drive and afternoon drive that we had to try something else. But we absolutely didn't want to lose this block of talk programming. So we've moved it to Saturdays. And, you know, we need to know if that's the right thing to do. And if you're not calling hoping, oh, if I don't call and pledge to Saturday, they're going to move them back to Wednesday. That's not what's going to happen.
We're going to lose the show.
You're going to lose the show. In all, you know, if the station's going to be completely honest, moving back to drive time is probably not going to happen. The only way that would happen is if the supporters of this show just called in such abundance that we said, you know what, maybe this is a drive time show. We've got to move it back. But by not calling and going, eh, I really want this show on Saturday, even though I'm listening on Saturday, or I really want on Wednesday, even though I really listen on Saturday now, you're not helping the show, you're hurting the show. And the only way that we can continue to do this, the only way we can continue to keep all these talk shows going, is when people call and make those pledges. And you have to pick up the phone, you have to show that support. And eventually, you know, if the support comes in that's so great, we can move them back into drive time, then we will gladly do that. But we just can't until we get there. And so that requires you picking up your phone, you calling 972-647-1893 and making that pledge to this programming.
You know, Clint, what we'd really prefer? That they call in and say, we love you on Saturday mornings, because to do drive time, we were getting up at like 4 and 5 a.m.
Yes.
Much better on Saturday.
Much better on Saturday.
Let's have affirmations for
Saturday. We're delighted. We are absolutely thrilled to be here.
I could come give you a hug right now.
We hope our listeners, I don't think all of our listeners have found us yet, but they will. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. You know, 9 shows were lost this year because they didn't have Pledge Drive support. One of them had been on for 20 years. So just because we were saying, you know, we were one of the original shows here on KNON. Hey, Dave, we were one of the original shows here. You can't cancel us. But they don't want to. But if we don't get the support, the show will go.
You know, and for so many years, we've been on the air, and we've been that resource for people in our community when there was none. When there were very few. And if you're thankful, with Thanksgiving coming up this week, if you're thankful and you're grateful that there is a resource out here for news and for, talking about issues that are important to the LGBT community in North Texas, then call with your gratitude. Call with $10, $20, $25, and say thank you for being on the air, and thank you. This is $25 that goes toward helping to keep a resource out there for young people, for older folks, for anyone who might be coming out.
I during the break, Patty came up with what I thought was a brilliant analogy. If you shop, y'all, or you tell it.
Okay. Well, for a couple of weeks now, I've been saying that we're the farmer's market of radio, right?
Uh-huh.
We're the farmer's market of radio. And that other station is probably the Whole Foods of radio. But we're the farmer's market.
We're
you
the
get
farmer's
the freshest,
market.
You know, live stuff right
yes,
here.
Yes.
So
I thought that was perfect. I mean, I mean, we're the grassroots of grassroots.
Yep, KNON. KNON is the farmer's market of radio in North Texas, and so we really need your support. And, you know, if sometimes it's on Saturday mornings, sometimes it's 24 hours a day, other days.
And we'd like to thank Jay, who's a friend of yours and Aaron's. He made a pledge online.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
And that is another way to make that pledge. It's nice and easy while you're listening to us. You don't have to call in and interrupt your listening pleasure listening to us beg for money, because it's so fascinating to listen to us go on and on and on begging for money. So you want to continue listening to us beg and plead and nag for that money. So just go online.
But
pledge,
you know,
online.
What?
But that's great. We appreciate that.
And like Jay did, he went online and did that. And if you're listening to our podcast, as we know, we have subscribers who download it every week from or automatically from iTunes or from our website or from the KNON website. You still have an opportunity to pledge. So whenever it is that you listen to that podcast, take that moment then, unless you're behind the wheel of a car. But if you're you know, just listening and around the house or whatever, taking a walk, give us a call. You know, to go online and make that pledge to Lambda Weekly.
Because even if it's after pledge drive is over, it still counts toward the pledge drive. We are $500 behind our goal, and we do need that extra money. We have 10 more minutes. I don't think we're going to quite make our goal. We're getting closer to it, though. But give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And if you're going down 75, I know you're just standing there anyway. So to kill time, pick up the phone, pull out your phone, and call us and make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
And if I can steal the airwaves again, I want to touch on two things
you can't.
That you guys said.
No, you can't.
Number one, we did lose 9 shows this year. We lost some long-running shows. We also lost over half of our talk time. With losing Democracy Now! And Tavis, that was... And we lost one of our local talk shows. We went from 10 hours of talk to 5 hours of talk. But lost
a
lot.
But you kept the best 5 hours.
Yes, that's true. But we don't want to lose any more. But we will if we have to. And that's why it's important that you call and show that support. Because, I mean, you think about Democracy Now!, a lot of people thought of that as the sacred cow. Like, they can't get rid of that. And we did, because there was no support. We don't want this show to be number 10 this year. We want to keep it on. We want to keep it going. The other thing is it is 3 months. You have 3 months from now. So if you know you want to support this show, you don't have that $50 in your pocket this second. But you know, a week from now, a month from now, 2 months from now, you're going to have that $50. Call and let us know now so that we know that it's coming. 972-647-1893.
And you know, we've had some... beloved, this show on this station has been a beloved piece of rich North Texas, particularly Dallas, LGBT history.
Well, when you talk about beloved, it's mostly because of me.
Oh, sure. I we all acknowledge that.
Why is everybody... But it's been... You know, we have people from the station who are here in the studio. They're all laughing and going, oh, God.
But, you know... That aside, we do have some historic moments and people who have been involved with the show in one continuous flow for almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years next August, and we want to keep that going. We had Bill Nelson on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Alonzo Duralde was on this
a host
on the show.
Uh-huh.
The late Buck Massey was a founding co-host on this show. We have such rich history over those last 29 years, and we'll be 30 in August, and we want to celebrate.
We want to make it to the 30.
Mm-hmm. We want to make it to the 30 and celebrate that.
And have we have some good guests planned for you know, coming up. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. I want to do a couple of little newsy type things that I found that I thought were interesting. You know, marriage, we know, passed in Washington State. It's going to start in January.
I just read it's going to start December 6th.
Oh, in Washington State?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're going to start issuing marriage
licenses. Oh, right. I'm thinking Maryland and... Yeah. Okay.
There's so many.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Washington State does start in December. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's interesting how it won. I'm looking at a map here of Washington State. All of the counties except for one that voted for marriage equality were right around Puget Sound. The whole southern and western or eastern part of the state did not vote for it except for one county all the way out east. And why do you think that county voted for it?
Because they're bordering on Idaho?
But what do you think they have in that county that differentiates them from all the other counties?
LGBT people who are out?
Well, there are a lot of LGBT people, but what do you think their main industry is there? A university.
Oh,
yep.
There you go.
Demographics make a difference. The more educated, the more people realize if gay people get married, it doesn't affect my marriage whatsoever. But 28 counties in Washington, marriage lost 10 counties it won, but they were the populous
right.
counties. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
he has made marriage equality. The quote is, my third priority for the Illinois legislature this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting that in New York, Governor Cuomo staked his political career on passing same-sex marriage. And it was so popular that they're talking about him for president next mm-hmm. time. Whether or not he's going to run, whether or not he's going to catch on the campaign trail, who knows? But right after Election Day, he was mentioned. What's his big signature piece? He got marriage equality through, and he got it through with some Republican votes. And it was interesting, in this election, in the New York State Legislature, legislators, Republican legislators who voted for marriage equality, he supported. He told them he would, and he did.
Mm. Yep.
You know, that's somebody that you can trust.
I remember crying when Aaron and I watched on back when they had that Texas cable news network.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they showed it live when Laura Miller was inaugurated. Mm-hmm. And in her speech, she said her fourth priority, right after fire and police salaries mm-hmm. at the time, was passing a non-discrimination ordinance mm-hmm. that would give LGBT people in the city of Dallas protections in employment, housing, and public
accommodation.
She did it.
She did.
Right after fire and police salaries,
yep.
right?
Yep. Yep. She was inaugurated in a special election mm-hmm. in February, and on May 8th, 2002, we got our ordinance.
Going back to Illinois real quick, this kind of just kind of goes over people's head now, but Illinois does have civil unions.
They do have civil unions,
and, but,
yes.
But it's so, that's so passe now.
It is. It's the conservative yeah, kind of like, cop-out thing.
Civil unions.
Well, but originally when they were talking about civil unions, the idea was they would be equivalent, and we'll just use the word marriage for opposite sex. We'll use the word civil union for same sex, and the laws will be the same. Well, but are they the same? No,
no.
Because they pass law, and you and I said this on the air at the time. Yeah, they're going to pass laws now that say it's for marriage only.
Yep, and yeah.
Yep.
And they did, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
So, you know, in Rhode Island, it's the only New England state now that doesn't have marriage. It only has civil unions. Something like, since their civil union law passed, people were so pissed that that's what Rhode Island got. Like 20 couples have gotten
yeah.
civil unions.
Right.
You can't live anywhere in Rhode Island where you're more than 25 miles from another state. So go to one of them. They all have marriage, and that's what people do. In Maryland, this is just real quick. In Maryland, there are two guys who are planning on getting married. And to thank everybody who voted for marriage equality, they're having their big gay public wedding. And anybody who voted yes is invited to their wedding.
Wow. That's a thank you, isn't it?
That is a thank you.
And show your gratitude. Call us at 972-647-1893. Help keep us on the air. But speaking of Rhode Island, I thought it was very telling that not only did we get our very first United States senator who was openly gay, openly lesbian, but and we won in those four measures, in the statewide mm-hmm. measures, but on opposite ends of the coast now, a legislator in the House in Rhode Island has again been reelected Speaker of the House, and he's been out for a very long time as a politician, Gordon Fox. And then now in Oregon, a House member has been elected Speaker of the House in Oregon and is an out lesbian, Tina Kotick. So we have two full legislatures in the country now that were openly LGBT people have been elected to lead.
Wow.
In their chambers. So I think that's really, really awesome.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It was a landslide for equality, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if Mary Gonzalez is going to go right to the top of the Texas legislature governing body.
Speaker of the House?
Take a position like that, yeah.
I don't
think so. Well, yeah.
Probably not this session.
Have you met Mary yet?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I love her. She's going to do a great job.
And another person that we didn't mention in Travis County has been reelected district attorney of Travis County is Rosemary Lindbergh. And I think that's just, and she's an out lesbian. Yeah. And I think that's just tremendous that she too has been reelected. Anise Parker was reelected mayor of Houston.
Yes.
Lupe Valdez was reelected now for the third time.
You know, we're talking about this. First of all, it's not just that she's openly lesbian, Latina woman. Do you know how many women serve as sheriffs?
Very few.
In the state?
Yeah.
Her. That's it. Out of 200.
There used to be Margot Frazier in Travis County.
There used to be another one.
She was the first.
Yeah, she was the first. Lupe's the second. Nationally, though, there are like 40. That means there's not even one woman sheriff per state.
And having a female sheriff of a city of this size.
Right.
Ninth largest city in the United States. Yeah. Well, she's a county, but, you know.
You know, remember when we had Jan on from the Cub Scout mom?
Mm-hmm.
Scouts for Equality have been working on making sure the Boy Scouts lose their funding. And what they did was they went after all of the companies that fund the Boy Scouts that have, like, perfect scores with Human Rights Campaign on their Corporate Equality Index. So first they went after...
they just lost a big one.
Well, no, the big one was...
UPS.
Well, no, that they just lost this week.
Yeah.
They had a bigger one that was $700,000 worth, and it was... Not Oracle. It was one of the... Yeah. Anyway, UPS has just pulled their funding this week, $160,000 worth of funding, and now they're going after more because...
That's huge.
Yeah, bigotry just doesn't pay. However, what does pay is a station like KNON where they don't believe in bigotry. They're inclusive of everybody here. We have all kinds of formats. You know, our lead-in to the gay show has always been gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've always been great friends with the gospel people. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the people who do gospel on this station just happen to be very nice people who also believe in equality. And they like gospel music. And I always listen to their shows on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
This station has always supported gay and lesbian radio. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And you can I just KNON bonded with someone shopping last weekend after the show.
And we'll be back with more next week.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM, Dallas-Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Gary Martinez, Sunny Osuna, Carlos Guzmán, Agustín Ramírez, Carlos Miranda y Joe Bravo. Ellos son las leyendas de Texas, The Dream Team.
Muchos años han pasado y todavía estamos aquí. Nuestra música tejana se las cantamos así. Aquí estoy con mis hermanos, San y Carlos y Agustín, y también Carlos Miranda y yo Bravo están aquí. Decías, ay niñito, qué chulito estás, tendrás muchas novias cuando tú crezcas. Ya se pasaron los años y ya soy un hombre grande y no sé cómo decirte que vengas a acariciarme. Qué chulita estás, ya soy hombrecito, qué chulita estás. No estés llorando, yo soy tu amante y te anduve buscando. Te perdiste en una noche oscura, te hallé llorando, pobrecita criatura. Tú te perdiste, yo te encontré, pero volviste, te perdoné. Si me quieres como yo te estoy queriendo, dame tu amor y que acabe el sufrimiento. Hace tiempo yo me fui para olvidarte. Sin saber que me querías. Hoy que vuelvo a implorar por tu cariño, vestida de blanco, te encuentro en cada levantar. Cuando te acercas y me das esa mirada de mucho amor, me tengo que ir muy lejos, pero regreso, porque esa mirada tuya me hace soñar, soñar que me das amor, que me das pasiones, y que tu carita linda es pa' mí no más. Lejos de tus amores me iré, siempre te recordaré por tu mirada.